Hebron or Al-Khalil translates to the friend. It is the very ancient and sacred site of the tomb of the patriarchs and Al-Ibrahimi Mosque, where Abraham and his wife Sarah are believed to be buried. Illegal Israeli settlements began in 1982 and were declared legal by Israel in 1995. Since then, according to the internationals, a process of ethnic cleansing has been occurring. In the neighborhood of Al-Rumeida, 90% of the Palestinian population of 35,000 was forced to leave by the constant harassment of a group of 400 well-armed settlers who rampage at will under the protection of the Israeli army and police. Chelly Stanley described a large-scale settler riot.
Thousands of them arrive in Hebron and then just start attacking Palestinian homes. They get to the house, they try to get inside. They have these metal poles that they use to break people's windows. If they get inside, they break everything, like the people's computers, all of their furniture, the plants, the food, everything that you have, your phone, the mirrors, your pottery, and then move on to the next house, do the same thing. You know, they've killed people during these riots. There's a clip in this film where a Palestinian man is taping from his window, the rioting going on in the streets. You can hear them get inside his house. He's like barricaded in one room, and you see the damage afterwards. There are soldiers standing all throughout the crowd, not doing anything. So every family in Tel Rameda or in Hebron or wherever throughout the West Bank, when settlers break and damage your property, you have to pay to replace it all.
Between riots, the settlers, Chelly said, maintained a daily regime of terror among the local population.
Every time you leave your house, you have to be afraid that you're going to get attacked by settlers, who are mostly part of this group called the Kach movement or the Kahana group, and they're banned in Israel and in the U.S. as being terrorists. But they have their base in Hebron, and they have like a center, the Hebron Fund in Brooklyn, which gives them money. And they're allowed by Israel to operate.
John Harmer reported that in the small neighborhood of Tel Rameda, the internationals filmed an astonishing 120 attacks by settlers in less than 4 months. In many instances, young children were seen throwing stones at people or houses, encouraged by their parents.
On the top of the hill at Tel Rameda settlement, out in front of the caravans, there's this sort of deck. And on the video, you see these kids. Some of them are toddlers. And they're taking big rocks and throwing them at Palestinian homes just below. In fact, earlier on that footage, a settler woman comes out. And this is being filmed from a distance, so you don't hear what she says. But, you know, you would imagine she's scolding them. But apparently she told them to get closer and to throw bigger rocks, because that's exactly what the kids do. And she's standing there watching the whole time. There's a soldier very nearby. He knows what's happening. He hears it happening. He sees it happening.
The images of young settler children committing acts of violence and making racist slurs was publicized last year during the evacuation of Gaza. But children under 12 are immune from prosecution by Israeli law. Meanwhile, despite Israeli protests, two films, Munich and Paradise Now, dealing with Palestinian hostage taking during the 1972 Olympics and suicide bombing, have been nominated for Best Foreign Film to the 78th Academy Awards, which will air on TV later this evening. Additional information on the Tel Rameda project can be found at telrumeida.org, TelRumeida.org. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.